morning, we're going to do something slightly different. We go into a time of meditation first. So this morning, Pastor Nate is going to sing Be Thou My Visions. And just like, you know, listen to his word and let the word of God really soak into your heart. Maybe we can also have the word up as well on the PowerPoint. So let's go into a time of meditations with the song. Dear Lord, God Almighty, thank you, Lord, that you're giving us a vision, because you mentioned in the Bible that, you know, people without vision, they perish. People without visions, all the restraints are let go and they do whatever they please. And we see disaster come in people's life because people just do what they need, they want. And this morning, Lord, I know that my brother and sister here, you have a different point of time, you know, giving them a vision in their life. So I just ask that now, Lord, that remind them of the vision that you give them And as we're going through this journey this morning about morning devotions, I just pray, Father, that your word be engraved in our heart. Through psalms, through hymns, and through your words. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, I'm sharing based on not on a particular one scripture, but about this song, Be Thou My Visions. Actually, when you look at the text, it's a lot of scripture in it. And if you are well versed with the Bible, you probably can identify quickly, you know, where all different verses are. You know, for example, you know, my best thought by day and night, by night, it talks about, you know, Psalm 1 and 2, like my heart delight in your word, and I meditate day and night. You know, later on in the second stanza, we talk about dwelling places, battlefields. You know, you are the soul for my light. All this is so rich with the word of God. And the songs, you know, as I was like going through, you know, back in the old days when people are less educated and they don't, you know, when people go to church, how are you going to, you know, teach them and disciple them? Well, a couple means that they do. One thing is like they use really beautiful stained glasses. Talk about the Bible story, the gospel story. Talk about the saint. And people can look at those stained glasses and tell story. And through the oral tradition, people learn about God and people learn to be a disciple of God. Another means is through the hymns and the word, you know, in a psalm, singing with incorporated with scriptures. So a lot of older songs, they actually, you know, different stanza, and the whole thing, if you look through it, it's almost like a theology. And today the songs that I pick, Be Thou My Visions, because I'm really strongly reminded, you know, if people without visions, they perish. And if we don't have the God visions, we will go haywire and go all crazy. And this song, I just want to give you some background. This song is actually, some scholars say this song is actually written by St. Patrick. I don't know, like, we don't really celebrate in Hong Kong like St. Patrick Day, which is supposed to be like on 17th of March. But he is one of the missionary to Irish Ireland. And he has such an impact on the island. They 200 years later, people, you know, commemorate him as a sainthood, and people celebrate this day. And as I look at, you know, look through, you know, some of the literatures about his life, another way we learn, you know, how to be a disciple of Christ is through the saints, through the cloud of witnesses that go before us and see them as an example. And really, when I look through his life, I do see that, you know, his life is truly reflected in this song. And so hopefully, you know, this morning we have a look at, like, about his life, and we, you know, get some ideas and coming alongside with our journey with God. And he was a, apparently he was born in, you know, in AD 300 something, and he's actually born in a Christian family. His father is like a deacon, and his grandfather is like a priest, that sort of thing, and in a Celtic church. But he, like many of us, like growing up in a church, they really don't have a personal relationship, and he really do not really know much about God until, you know, by his teenager time, he was kidnapped by some pirate, and was from, he was originally from Scotland, like today's Scotland, and was kidnapped to Ireland as a slave. So he was serving as a slave for 6 years, and when he was serving as a slave, he became a Christian. He reflect on his life, and all the things that he learned from the Sunday school come back, and he realized, like, what a sinner he is, and this he have his, you know, like an autobiography, he called it Confessions, and in his confession he said, "The Lord opened the understanding of my unbelief, that lay as it was, I might remember my fault and turn to the Lord. My God, with all my heart, and he has regarded my low estate, and pity my youth and ignorance, and keep guard over me even before I knew him. And before I attained wisdom to distinguish the good and evil, and he has strengthened me and comforted me as a father does the son." If we look at the, okay, we can have the first stanza on the PowerPoint. Will be now. You can see, you know, even in his song, he incorporated, he acknowledge God the Father, and he's the true Son of God. And he, he was a slave, and then and he escaped and back to Scotland. And during that time, he spent some time in monastery. And during one night, he had a vision from the God. It's a very interesting dream. He had in a dream that he saw someone called Victoriacus, and he felt in the dream that this guy is supposed to be from Ireland. And this guy keeps sending him letters in his dream, calling him back, telling him about the situation in Ireland. And as he was reading this letter in his dream, he heard this voice about, "Please, holy boy, come and walk among us again." And he heard a cry from the land, and that cry really go into his heart, snatch his heart. It's so that he cannot read the letter anymore, and he woke up in his dream. And really, he was really touched by the needs and the cry of the land in Ireland. So he decided to go back to be a missionary in Ireland. But of course, the journey doesn't go immediately. You have a vision. A lot of time it comes for fruition. For a vision to come for it to eventualize, take time. So he went to in the olden days, doesn't have a seminary, but effectively he went to seminary and he became a deacon in a church. And he wasn't picked by the church to be sent to Ireland at first, but that person being picked died 1 year later. So that person actually opened the doorway for him to go. And the history tell us that, you know, in Ireland, he one person, built up 200 churches and over 10,000 people come to Christ through him. And this morning, if we look at, you know, I want to bring you back to the different verses that we have. You know, be thou my visions. You know, he started with we won't make me show it, but he started with be thou our visions, and he finished as still be my vision. Throughout this process, you can see that he having this relationship with God, and he hold on to who God is throughout different stanzas. Later on, we will have some more time for your meditations. But throughout the stanzas, he talk about his knowing who God is. He is the shelf for his faith. He is that soul. And he was, through his experience with God and his singing, praising God with that convictions in it. And I want to point out, like, just now, it's like, started, God, you be my visions. And throughout, you know, as we continue, as our walk with God, sometimes we lost our visions. And towards the end, he say, be still my vision, continue. I have a very interesting conversation yesterday with one of the sisters. And she's starting a new ministry. And at first, you know, when you start a new ministry, you're very excited and you do all these other things and you feel you're walking along with God. But sure enough, like, attacks of the enemy come, like people judging her or she doubt and do other thing. And I talked to her, and I have the authority to share the content of our conversations. But she was telling me, you know, there's external factors and also internal factors pulling her away from the vision. And to a point that, you know, she lost focus. So I don't know. Even her people who are following her in the ministry is like, what is your vision? And she was like speechless and to a point to that particular point. And as we go through the journey, a lot of time it starts off with very little things that we start departing from God. She was going on, one of the examples she gave me is like, oh, I went onto the internet, do some research and all this, talking about history and, you know, all this. And then she come into the history of the ghost story, and she got reading more and more ghost story, and then get frightened at having nightmare and all this, all these things that, you know. I told her, you know, sometimes is you are called to a certain ministry and you're okay to receive certain information on the internet, but you also have to know your witnesses. Because if you know that I'm more prone to be scared if I watch, you know, horror movies, then by all means stay away from it. Why, you know, put yourself through it and expose yourself to the demonic forces that's behind all this thinking. And if you remember last week, we're talking about Philippians 4. We're talking about Paul at the final word, pressing, telling brother and sister, associate yourself with things that is noble, things that is good for you. And one of the things that we identify that pulling her away from God is the people he associated with. I believe that, you know, we are called to the world, so we definitely need to have secular friend. Like, we cannot always, you know, just Christian friend, because we are called to reach out to the nations. So definitely we need to have the secular friend. But who are you associated with, and how much you take in from it is also very important. And so knowing yourself, knowing your weaknesses, that you'd be influenced by it. And she was sharing with me, you know, some of the comments made by the secular friend. You say, one of the secular friend was telling her, you know, I really don't understand, like, Christians, like, you know, sex is such a common thing. You need to try out first, and I couldn't understand. And for my friend, is like, she said, well, it doesn't really bother her at first, because it's not a temptation. She's just not so much as a guy have a bigger temptation on sex. But then those words come in and keep challenging her. Why don't you try and all this? And she was telling me, you know, even though at first it wasn't a temptation, but those thoughts keep coming, bombarding her and drawing her attention to other things, and one thing lead to another things. So a lot of time, we have to be very careful. We are that holy priesthood. We have to guard ourselves against, you know, all these negative things. Things that, you know, if you start seeing that these are the things that you have difficulty in resisting, then I think the best way is, like, stay away. And so our conversation lead to is, like, the visions. You need to get back to the vision of God that God already given to him. And really, as this journey of, as I started in the session earlier, you know, the visions that God has given to you, and I would like to invite you, you know, at this particular moment, go back to the visions that God given to you. In Book of Judges, there's three questions I really like towards the end of the chapter. I want to repeat those questions to you and ask you to reflect on those three questions. Is, who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? Why are you here? So these are the three questions I also want to give it to you this morning. Who brought you to where you are in this marketplace, in this job? Who brought you here? And what are you doing in this place? What is God wanting you to do in this place? And why are you here? And these are, I want to hold on to these three questions. And you get Pastor Nate to have play some music and a bit of meditation. I want to invite you to think through these three questions.
Whatever the background music. Thank you.
know, this song, it was started with the melody. It's a folk song, so it's equivalent to this day. It's like a pop song that we have, you know, this day. And the song is called Slain, and it represents Slain Hill. It is where St. Patrick was actually making his defiance to the order of the High King of Terror at the time. He actually lit the candle when he was forbidden to do so, and throughout his various efforts, he actually ended up converting the king's cousins, and eventually the king come to Christ. And but the irony also with St. Patrick is, like, you know, today different countries celebrating St. Patrick Day, the parade and all this, but all this is about culture. The government, you know, Satan is like, it's a culture, it's a commercial, it's earning more money and more insurance and all this. The whole meaning of Christ is forgotten. So, you know, sometimes if we have our visions together, we can turn things that is so not so much of God into something that will touch people's heart. But at the same time, if we lost our visions, lost the meaning behind the cross, then it's just become a cultural thing. It lost all the significance. So this morning, I just invite you to secure before God the calling that God has given you to you, the visions that He has given you in regard to, for example, your office, your school. Hold on to that visions. We need that wisdom from God. Sometimes we have the wisdom, but we do not. Sometimes we have the vision, but we do not have the wisdom to execute. And I just want to say, every single little step, we need God to walk alongside with us. This morning, I pray against, you know, for you guys, for all these attacks of the enemy. Because as you're walking your journey with God, attacks will come by, and I pray for discernment, knowing that you are not defenseless. I really pray that the word of God is engraved in your heart. It's like this song is so simple. All the word is lyric there, but as you meditate and going through it, I pray that it engraved in your heart, because the word of God is the sword that cuts through bones marrow, cut through the darkness, and to bring the light into the world. And it is a shield to protect you from all the discouraging word, or even, you know, disappointment in people, or even disappointment in Christians that really stumble you. So Lord, I ask, Lord, that you come into each one of our heart. May your word wash over our heart and engrave it in us, so that day and night we have you in us, Lord. The best thought is in us day and night. So Pastor Nate is going to lead us, and we will sing this song in a meditative mode.
Thou my delight, Thou my heaven or oh power of my power. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise.
God, thank you for letting us know that we are not alone. You know, whether you know we are in doing specific ministry or we are actually, you know, in our workplace, you know, serving you as the missionary in the business field, in the school, and all this, Lord, we know that you're always there with us and we are not alone. And it's not only that, because you also created church, you also created fellowship, and we know that, you know, people around us, we are walking this journey not alone. Father, I just ask this morning, open our eyes to see the various resources that you have blessed us with. Sometimes the enemy will come in and tell us, you are working this alone. You are so lonely. And your ministry is not effective. You see the people that you try to disciple, they are disobedient. And they do all these other things to disappoint you. But no, we say no to that. Father, we see, you know, St. Patrick as a person, you know, who has been a slave and coming back to you with such a repentant heart. And we see that as he continues to seek after you, seek so hard after you, a single man can get 200 churches, can do 10,000 people. It's not a number, but it's, we know that when we partnership with you, when our heart is with you, your way is the better way. Your way is the highest way than us. So, Father, this morning, we want to submit to you, Lord. Submit to your way, Lord. Give us that tender heart to seek after you, Father God, so that we see more people come to you. You know, as you have given that vision to St. Patrick, as you have share that cry from the land that hitting his heart. This is my prayer for my brother and sister today too, Father God. Let them hear the cry of the land, Lord, crying out for help, crying out for that life that you promised them, Lord, so that our heart be stirred, so that we be available, so that we have the compassion, we have the motivation, Lord, to go forth and make the disciple of the nations, Lord. Father, we need that strength from you. We need that vision from you. We need that compassion from you. Because if we do things out of duties, it won't go anywhere. It's only when we do things out of love, Lord, that we know that we can go further and further away in your kingdom. And we see those people come and in heaven joining hands with us, celebrating your goodness, Lord. Celebrating of the loving kindness, that everlasting loving kindness, that love that you have promised us, Lord. Thank you so much, Father God. Empower my brother and sister, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. So let's turn our heart, you know, to a prayer focus for today, for Friday. Every Friday we pray for the local ministry. So these are the local ministry that, you know, SPA involved, but there's so much more. All these other Christian organizations doing work at different, you know, sectors, especially for the poor sectors too. So look at those like YWAM, Face to Face, Christian Solidarity, solidarity, Feed the Hungry, but many other local churches and Christian organizations working. So let's, you know, pray for these people. Ask God to empower them to reach out to the unreached. Let's also pray for the various SP ministry, the worship team, and the welcoming team, and the men's and women's ministry, and the local outreach. We're going to have a local outreach on the 14th May, so we're still getting responses for people to join us, so really pray for the outreach as well, and also the Sunday activities. Let's the worship team and the welcoming team play a very important role. So let's lift up this ministry into God's hand. Also pray for the Beijing House Church and the Macaing House Church. I don't know whether they're gathering this week, but then lift them up even during the season when they're still on the break. Really continue to cover each member, that their heart be staying close to you and the fellowship continue. Also praying for SP weekend activities. Pastor Sam is away. He's in Sydney. He's leading a conference. So leave Pastor Sam in your prayer. Like, pray that God, the Anointed One, really bless the people in Sydney, the church. Really pray for more freedom be manifest in the conference. And also pray for our weekends, like, you know, Sunday service, the two services, and the Noah's Ark, and the various meeting that might be going on at the same time. So let's pray for this weekend activity. Also Friday for youth group, and also Sunday Bible study for the youth group as well. Finally, SP move. Definitely, we need the vision of God. Really pray for SP holding tight to the vision that God has given us. And really, we trust you, Lord, that you will make things happen. But we do our part by praying and living up this whole vision. And we pray that so that will come to fruition. Thank you. our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for being with us this morning. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for giving us SP visions, but also individually. You also give each one of us at different point of time our visions, Lord. I really thank you, Father, that you reminded us about this. And thank you for Jesus walking alongside with us and encouraging us. And Holy Spirit, just ask you to continue to guide my brothers and sisters in every word they say and every deed they do. Remind them, you know, who you are. And I just pray that your word will really stick to their heart and engrave in each one of our hearts, Lord. We need you, especially when we are doing your word. Regardless, we need you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray all this in Jesus' name. God bless you all.